This week in Michigan football history, here's MVectors.com's Greg Dooley.
Entering 1985, expectations were mixed at best, as the Wolverines were coming off a frustrating, arguably embarrassing, 6-6 season, the first and only time Bo would finish without a winning record in his brilliant career in Ann Arbor. Naturally, some wondered if Schembechler's best days were behind him, and coming into the year, the Maize and Blue were unranked. But those lowered expectations were soon corrected. In the 1985 season opener, Jimmy Harbaugh, Jamie Morris, and a swarming defense took down Notre Dame 20-12 in Ann Arbor. That set up the matchup 28 years ago on this day in Michigan football history, as on September 21st, 1985, Bo's men traveled to Columbia, South Carolina to take on the number 11 Gamecocks. One sidebar leading up to the kickoff was the family tie between the two schools, as Carolina was coached by Joe Morrison, whose sister Anne was married to Bo's top assistant Gary Moeller. Another subplot was the heat. The forecast was for hot and humid conditions, with temperatures reaching the high 80s for the 3:30 p.m. start. But if Coach Morrison got some insider tips from his sister, they didn't work. And if the boys from Ann Arbor felt the heat, they didn't show it. Michigan took control of the game early and cruised out to a 14-0 lead on runs by Harbaugh and Morris. From there, backs Morris and Thomas Wilcher pounded away, and the defense, led by Mark Messner, Andy Moeller, and Mark Hammerstein, shut down the Gamecocks. When it was said and done, the Wolverines had massed over 600 yards of offense, and the defense yielded a measly field goal in the 34-3 rout. On this day 28 years ago, the Gamecocks learned the hard way that Michigan was back and the great General Bo never left. And it didn't stop there. The Wolverines capped the regular season with a 27-17 victory over the Buckeyes and closed things out with a 27-23 Fiesta Bowl victory over Nebraska. All told, the 1985 defense yielded a mere 98 points, and the final AP poll slotted Michigan as the number 2 team in the land. For more, check out mvictors.com and wtka.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to Kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.